भगवद्गीता 3.3 श्री भगवान उवाच लोकेस्मिन् विविधा निष्ठा पूरा प्रोक्ता मया नघ ज्ञानयोगेन सांख्यानां कर्मयोगेन योगिनां. सो हियर कृष्णा इज टेलिंग लोके अस्मिन् इन दिस वर्ल्ड द्विविधा निष्ठा. There are two levels of faith. We'll discuss what faith means in this context. Pura prokta maya anagha. I have spoken this. Pura prokta maya anagha. And to you, O Arjuna, who are sinless. Jnana yogena sankhyanam. What are those two levels? One is jnana yoga, which is practiced by those who are knowers of sankhya. And karma yogena yoginam. And the yogi is practicing karma yoga. So here Krishna starts answering Arjuna's question. Arjuna has asked, please tell me one thing what I should do. And Krishna starts by explaining how he has been giving multi-level instructions that are not contradictory, but they are progressive. And while analyzing this, is lokesmin, in this world, dvidha nishtha. There are two levels of faith, dvidha. Now, actually, our faith determines our actions. Now, faith is not something which applies only in a religious context. It applies even in day-to-day life. Suppose a bomb has been kept in a public place. So, in ordinary people, they will just flee in horror and terror. There may be a stampede also when the knowledge of the bomb comes. People don't know. People want to be safe and will flee. But a person who has more knowledge about how a bomb works, say a professional security personnel, observes that okay, this bomb is can be diffused, and that person will go close to the bomb, and the action will be different because the faith is different. The faith that this bomb is not going to explode. That faith, of course, has come from knowledge. Now, the same applies to somebody has got AIDS, then everybody gets a sort of paranoid complex and people flee from there. Now, a proper doctor knows that AIDS isn't just spread by normal bodily touch. So, it's not contagious in that way. So, that person will go and treat. These are very different examples from the context of the Gita. But the simple point is that, you know, the actions that we choose depend on our faith. And our faith, of course, depends on the level of our knowledge. So Krishna is telling that here I have talked about two levels of faith. And these two levels of faith determine two different levels of action. And pura aprokta, I have spoken this earlier. Maya anagha. Arjuna, you are sinless. You are pure. Krishna will use the word agha again in the same chapter in 3.16. Agha yur indriya ramo mogham partha sajivati. The people who are vikarmis, who do sinful activity, their life is filled with sin. Agha yur. Now, pura aprokta. I have spoken this earlier. When has Krishna spoken this? Actually, I have spoken it in the previous chapter. Specifically, he has referred to it in 2.39. एषा ते अभिहिता सांख्ये बुद्धिर्योगे त्वयिमां शृणु बुद्ध्या युक्तो यया पार्थ कर्मबन्धं प्रहास्यसि. सो ही सेज एषा ते अभिहिता सांख्ये. टिल नाउ आई हैव स्पोकन टू यू अकॉर्डिंग टू सांख्य. बुद्धिर्योगे त्वयिमां शृणु. नाउ आई विल स्पीक टू यू अकॉर्डिंग टू बुद्धि योगा. बुद्ध्या युक्तो यया पार्थ. व्हेन यू एक्ट इन दिस वे अकॉर्डिंग टू बुद्धि, देन कर्मबन्धं प्रहास्यसि. You'll become free from bondage. So one level is the knowledge that I'm not the body, I'm the soul. That is Sankhya. Actually, Sankhya means analysis of existence into its components. So first you analyze, so many Sankhyas analyze the material world into its material components. But some Sankhyas go beyond that and analyze the spiritual side of reality also and into what its components are. So Krishna is talking about that kind of holistic Sankhya, which includes analysis of matter and spirit. So, jnana yogena sankhyanam. So, So after the Sankhyaites analyze reality into its components, then they understand, I am not the body, I have got nothing to do with the material elements that comprise the body. And my goal should be to transcend, get out of material existence. And so they give up action in order to avoid entanglement, in order to strive for liberation. They are one kind of people. And Krishna recommends another kind of people. He said in that same verse in 2.39, Buddhir Yoga Tvimam Shu. Now I will speak about Buddhi Yoga to you. Now Buddhi Yoga, as we discussed, is not a distinct type of yoga. Like say Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. Buddhi Yoga is simply the practice of yoga using intelligence. So it's a flexible term, extensible term, which can mean Karma Yoga, when a person has only Atma Gyan and not proper Bhagavad Gyan. And it can even mean Bhakti Yoga, which is at the top of the yoga ladder, when a person has proper Bhagavad Gyan. So in this context, in the third chapter, third verse, Krishna is explicitly referring to Karma Yoga over here. Karma Yogena Yoginam. So Krishna has told that there are two courses of action. Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam. If one goes into Sankhya and Sankhya analysis, then one will give up action at the right time. Will give up action because action will lead to entanglement. And one doesn't want entanglement. On the other hand, if he takes that, so Jnana Yogis don't do any action. Karma Yogis on the other hand do action. But both move towards liberation. That is the important point that Krishna will explain in this chapter. And further he will say how Karma Yoga, which is involving action, is better than Jnana Yoga, which involves only reflection, no action. So herein Krishna tells Arjuna that why does he need something like this? Security. Actually speaking, security is from karmic bondage. And he is thinking that by practicing jnana, I will have that karmic security. But Krishna will explain that actually you can get that even by the practice of karma, especially karma yoga. And later Krishna will talk about how one can practice bhakti yoga also. That's much more recommended. So either way, Krishna begins his reply to Arjuna by talking about the multi-level nature, by saying about two options. He says that you have to essentially choose, not just that you are choosing an action in action. Actually, there are two paths of transcendence, two paths to transcendence, and you can choose one of them. Krishna will recommend one, the path of karma yoga, path of action, not the path of inaction. But essentially, Krishna is starting the answer by clarifying that actually there are two different levels of practice but based on two different levels of faith. And how one can practice according to one's faith. What is the adhikar? The level of faith is often referred to in Sanskrit parlance as adhikar. Adhikar, when we in normal conversational use, in vernacular languages nowadays, is translated as a right. So it's like a person, say by being born in India, from Indian parents, gets the right to be an Indian citizen. So adhikar, you could say then the person gets the whatever privileges are there of Indian citizenship. So similarly, adhikar refers to the qualification, the authorization that comes. So based on our level of faith, we are authorized, we are qualified. We can practice certain kinds of paths. So what Arjuna's adhikar is, what is his qualification, what is his inclination? Based on that, he should choose the proper course of action. And Krishna will explain to Arjuna analytically in the next verse, few verses, about how the path of detached action is far better for Arjuna than the path of renunciation. Where of renunciation and inaction. So that instruction we will discuss in our future sessions. Thank you.